Get our scouting report on the Brandon Valley Lynx boys as they visit our Huron Tigers tonight. Brent Deckard, head coach of the Lynx. They come in with a record of 1-0, a win late last night over Harrisburg. And Brent, as I always say at this time of year, well, you think you know your team. You really don't know for sure until you see them out on the floor. Nice to get that win to open the season.
Yeah, I mean, anything early is early. It's just, obviously, we're very pleased with the win, but it's one of those deals where you kind of just throwing your kids out there from this standpoint, because you got to tell you, there's still a lot of evaluation that all coaches are doing, that every program is doing, based on just how the guys play together. If we play a lot of kids, we're going to play 10, so, I mean, we're still trying to get some, we're trying to still mix and match different groups to see what kind of works out the best, and then as time goes on, hopefully by the time we get into January, or as early as possible in January, hopefully we can make up our mind on a group that we settle on. So from that standpoint, you know, again, we're like everybody else, beginning of the year.
Well, it appears to me you're not going to meet too much of any teams that are going to be taller than you.
We do have some bigger kids. We do have some big kids. We've never been this size before, and it's nice at one point, and at another point, it's like, gosh, I wish I could have another guard here or there. But overall, I mean, at times we're difficult to score on in the paint. If we get in foul trouble, I know that won't be an issue. But again, we're bigger. We're bigger this year than we have been. I just hope that just keeps meaning that we just have more wins at the same time.
Well, talk about this team with that height, and I know Waltner just a very good athlete as well. What are some of the things you try to do there? Obviously, you want to exploit that height some.
Well, I mean, yeah, like every team we have, we're going to try to go inside. Even if we played five guards, we're going to try to put the ball in the paint. We'll try to put the ball in the paint any way we can, even if we got to drive it in there. Maybe that's our inside game. But at some point or another, that's what we got to get done. Last night, I mean, I thought we did a great job of feeding the post and getting inside. I thought we did a better job of rebounding. I believe we out-rebounded them by at least 20 rebounds. So it was one of those situations where, you know, we were able to get enough possessions that, even though I don't know if we played as well as Harrisburg, we were able to have enough possessions to come out with the win.
Now let's talk about the Huron Tigers. They played last night as well on the road. Now they're home today. And obviously, I've always said this to you over the years, if there's one team you know almost as well as you know your own team, is probably Huron, because you and Bud trade a lot of information.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's no secrets anymore with all the film that goes around. And it's used to be, when we're a little bit younger, it would kind of be behind people's back a little bit. Now everybody just shares everything. It's almost like it's just being a big pool for everybody to pick from. It'd make probably the most sense. But regardless, yeah, Bud's a very good friend of mine, and I mean, we certainly talk a lot of basketball, not just about our own teams, but about a lot of other teams as well. So we might know each other well as the season goes on. We don't know each other well right now, but what I do know is that Tim's teams always defend really well, rebound really, really well, and you always have some tough kids at Huron. So we know that we're in for it every single night that we come here to play, especially on the road.
Brent Deckard, head coach of Brandon Valley. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
The Huron Tiger Moment is brought to you by Lake House Productions.
1936 was the first year that the state of South Dakota split up high school basketball into two classes. The Huron Tigers won the first ever Class A tournament, and they won it the hard way. They won their three games by a total of 4 points, including the championship game, 22-20, over Sioux Falls. The 36 boys basketball team was coached by George DeKlotz.
Life is made up of moments, and some of those moments need to be captured in a special way. Tom and Stephanie Glanzer at Lake House Productions have a passion for capturing those moments forever. New babies, senior pictures, engagements and weddings, updating that family picture over the fireplace, or any other reason you want to capture the moment, Lake House will be there. Our studio on the top floor events building is expanding in 2016, so that means we have even more room to take care of you and your photography and video needs. Email us at lakehouseproductions@yahoo.com or go to our website at lakehouseproductions.com.
The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Now we talk with Huron Tiger boys basketball coach Tim Budenhagen, brought to you by Auto Body Clinic in Huron. Tigers hosting Brandon Valley in the back end of the doubleheader tonight here at the arena. Huron coming off a win over Watertown last night. Big third quarter was the difference. And coach, first half, just shots weren't falling. I thought we were doing some good things, and then we were able to string a few things together, get some confidence in the third quarter, and took care of it.
Yeah, I think we were a little quick in taking shots in the first half, and then they didn't drop, and then we got a little frustrated. But the good, nice thing is it didn't affect our defense because we held Watertown at bay, got to the boards, and then at least we would stay in striking distance because, you know, how many times have we gone to Watertown, couldn't score, and then all of a sudden they hit two or three threes, and now it's a 9-point, 10-point game. So, I mean, that was a positive, but I don't think anything fazed our guys. I think we kept on running our stuff, and then all of a sudden the third quarter shots started to fall. Looking at the shot chart, most of those points came in the paint. I think we got two or three threes, but you know, ten of those buckets were right smack dab in the paint. So that's a good sign for us.
You know, and we got it different ways. We got in the set offense. We got it in transition. We got it off defensive turnover. So it did a lot of things there.
Yeah, we did. You know, and you can see that we can score in bunches once we get those stops and once we get some long rebounds or some deflections. That can turn into points quickly for us. So those are some of the things that we got to work on tonight because they're awfully big. We got to be first to the ball. We got to push the ball down, get those big guys up and down, try to get them in a running game.
I was just going to ask you about Brandon Valley because, they are tall and they got some athletes to go along with it.
Yeah, they do. You know, they like to bring a post up to the top and then they like to, you know, do a little high-low and they're really good at that. And we got to make sure that our positioning is between us and the basket, not so we get overcommitted and then all of a sudden they can throw it to the top and it's an easy layup for 6'9", 6'5", or whatever they are in the inside. So that's got to be our focal point. Our focal point's got to be we've got to be able to take away their inside game. But then you have the two Telcots and you have that Skull kid on the outside that they can shoot the ball. So it's pick your poison tonight, Duff.
Well, and going into this opening weekend, you're just trying to get a feel for the team. I know you have a pretty good idea, but still in this situation, you know, it's a little bit of a gut check here to play back-to-back like this, two games in 24 hours.
Yeah, it is, especially, you know, when we're one short right now. We're still trying to find a rotation that we can commit to. We didn't find that last night, so hopefully some of those guys that got in last night, some of those juniors, they're going to step up today and really play well. Because we're going to need them down the stretch. And, you know, we got tired at the end of the third quarter, but we were reluctant to, you know, put some kids in because we wanted to keep that momentum going. And this year we just got to ride. When we're hot, we got to ride the guys that are playing well. And I thought that was the best decision last night. But tonight's a new night, so we just don't know what's going to happen. Foul trouble like we got into last night, we're going to need some help, and those guys got to step up.
Tim Budenhagen, head coach of the Tigers, again brought to you by Auto Body Clinic. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
The Auto Body Clinic. Hey, do you know someone who could use a vehicle to get them back on their feet? Well, at the Idle Body Clinic, along with other body shops around the nation, they're giving away a car to someone in the community. To nominate someone, please go to www.HuronAutoBodyClinic.com. Click on the Wheels to Prosper link for more information or an application. Let's help someone in need in the community.
The Auto Body Clinic.
Eric Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
It can happen anytime, anywhere. Door-to-door sales scams, identity theft, debt collection, or even as simple as a swipe of your credit card. Know the law and your rights before you get caught up in an unwanted situation. The Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection has made it easy for you to be prepared with their new website, consumer.sd.gov. They keep you up to date on the latest consumer alerts and laws and resources available to you, the consumer. Check out the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection website today, consumer.sd.gov.
Meet the Tigers is brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Clay Corco, number 10, senior guard.
Howard Hines, number 12, senior guard.
Lennon Clays, number 14, senior forward.
Cole Corco, number 20, senior guard.
Jake Smith, number 22, junior guard.
Kobe Bush, 24, freshman guard.
Nolan Weagle, number 30, guard.
Sean Flannery, number 32, junior guard.
Isaac Carr, number 34, junior guard.
Ty Evers, number 40, senior forward.
Alex Hill, number 42, junior guard.
Sam Kretschmar, number 44, senior post.
Dawson Diddy, number 50, post, junior.
Parker DeGene, number 52, senior forward.
Josue Castaneda, number 54, junior guard.
Blake Cruz, number 54, sophomore forward.
Tanner Evers, number 54, sophomore forward.
Meet the Tigers has been brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance of Huron. Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena as we're about set to go with the boys' game. Let's do another Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Just got an update for Huron Tiger Gymnastics, the Aberdeen Invitational going today. Tigers were without a couple of girls today due to ACT testing, but a good day all around for Erica Zell. The ninth grader was tied for third on the beam, was fifth on the floor, tied for 19th on the vault and the bars, and finished fifth in the all-around to lead the Tiger effort. Did not get a chance to take a look at the team scores there. Kind of hard to read everything off my phone, but I'm pretty sure I got all that right. So that's a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Let's give you the starters for our boys' game now. Brandon Valley, Huron, both come in at 1-0. Brandon Valley could be and probably is the tallest team in AA. Zach Skolton, a 6'7 senior. Alex Waltner, a 6'2 senior. Chase Grody, a 5'10 senior. Drew Jurgens, who signed to play basketball at Dakota Wesleyan, a 6'9 senior. And Spencer Grage, a 6'6 senior. That is the starting five for Brent Deckert and Brandon Valley. And they can come off the bench with 6'6, 6'4, 6'6, 6'2. So, yeah, they're pretty tall. For the Huron Tigers, starting the same way they did last night, Clay Corco, a 6-foot senior. Cole Corco, a 6-1 senior. Kobe Bush, a 6-4 freshman. Ty Evers, a 6-5 senior. Parker DeGene, a 6-3 senior. Tim Budnagan, the head coach of the Huron Tigers. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute. Back with the opening tip here from the arena on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic.
Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Stop in for a free insurance review at Pearson Anderson Insurance, handling insurance needs for auto, home, farm, business, and life. It only makes good sense for you to call Farmers Union Insurance Agent Pearson Anderson in Huron. Pearson Anderson offers the benefit of a company doing business in rural America for over 50 years that stand by the slogan, Insuring a Brighter Tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back here at the arena, ready to tip off our boys' game. Officials for our second game this evening are back by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, Eric Donut, David Plantine, Jay Kusler, all up from that Aberdeen area. They'll be calling the shots today. They are the law on the floor, and they are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General, Consumer Affairs Division. Here on in the home whites tonight, black numbers and letters, black and orange trim. Random Valley in the road blacks with red numbers and letters, red and white trim. Jumping will be a 6'9", Drew Juergens, and 6'5", Ty Evers. As Kim Budnagan said, there's only one spot on the floor I think we're going to be taller in the matchups. Ball tipped, and who's going to get the ball? It's going to be... Well, they're saying here on ball. I'm not sure how that decision came to be, but it's going to be here on ball as the ball is tapped out of bounds. So here on with the ball. Off the out of bounds play. Bush will get it in up top to Cole Corco. Sets the offense for Huron. Parker DeGene deep on that right elbow. Evers up top. Back left side. Open three for Clay Corco. In and out. No good. Rebound Juergens underneath for Brandon Valley. Huron opens with a three, can't drop it. Here comes Brandon Valley now. Skolten on the left wing, gives to Grody at the top of the key. Inside, they get the seal underneath, and the bank shot is up and in for Spencer Grage. Brandon Valley up 2-0. Just a lob, and Parker DeGene was trying to front him, and just too tall. Here's Cole Corco, gives to Evers on the left wing. Tries to get a screen to get Corco shaken loose. Back up top, DeGene. Parker had the ball tapped away. Now a couple of dribbles. Comes cross court. The ball nearly stolen by Waltner, but picked out of there by Corco. On the baseline, Evers. Back up top, three ball for Corco is good. Cole Corco drains the three as the shot clock was running out. 3-2 Huron. We played just over a minute of the ball game. Overhand pass. Grage now back up top. Boy, Grage is bulked up from what I remember. Juergens low post, double team, gets through it, banked it in. Juergens showing some good low post skills there. 4-3 Brandon Valley. Into the front court, Kobe Bush. He has Skolten on him, back up top Evers. Evers to the high post, DeGene. He'll square up, take the 15-footer, got the shooter's roll. Parker DeGene with the bucket. Here on up, 5-4. 6:15 to go, first quarter. Into the front court, Waltner to Juergens. Now left side, Skolten. They'll go down baseline, Grage against DeGene. Back up top. A three is no good. Rebound, and Brandon Valley fighting after it, and no decision, and they're going to keep it with Brandon Valley. Had Evers and a couple of links fighting for the loose ball. Brandon Valley will inbound on the baseline. 5-4 here on leading. We're in our boys' game, just underway. Lob to Juergens, free throw line, will go inside, and Grage too far underneath the basket, hit it off the bottom, and DeGene has the rebound. Here on into the front court, there's DeGene on the baseline, Grage on him. DeGene, little spin move underneath the basket, and a foul going to go on Grage. Hand check or just a little bit too much body. First foul of the game will go on Spencer Grage of Brandon Valley. Deckert not liking the call, as you could imagine. Bush will trigger the inbound for Huron out to the right wing. Here's Corco on the drive, pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. Clay couldn't get it to go. He was guarded closely there by Waltner. Random Valley into the front court. Huron leading 5-4, 2.5 minutes gone in the game. Skolten had the ball knocked away by Corco, picked up by Evers. A 3-on-2 for Huron. Open 3 for Clay Corco. Yes! Clay Corco with a 3, and Huron up 8-4. A pair of 3s in the first quarter, something Huron struggled with in the first half last night in Watertown. Juergens into the front court, hands it off to Skolten at the top of the key. To the low post, Grage, and there's going to be a push on Clay Corco. Mismatch, but then just about every spot on the floor is a mismatch right now, save for whoever's guarding Grody, who's only 5'10". Random Valley going to run the out-of-bounds play. Inbounds, 15-footer is good for Grage off the right elbow. Spencer Grage has a pair of buckets, 8-6 here on leads. Huron breaks the pressure. Here's Evers on the drive. Gives back to Bush. Open 15-footer. Smooth shot for the freshman. Kobe Bush with the bucket. 4 of the 5 starters have scored. 10-6 Huron. Here's the drive by Waltner. Little layup is good. Just a little floater going towards the lane. Waltner with his first bucket. 10-8. Both teams shooting fairly well here in the first quarter. We played 3.5 minutes. 10-8 Huron. Here's the cut. Corco on the baseline at the block. Nice duck under. Bank shot no good, and he's going to pick up his second foul. Boy, a nice move by Clay to get the defender up in the air, but couldn't seal off the shot, and here comes 5 in, 5 out for Brandon Valley. I was warned they were going to do this. So Brandon Valley comes in with a fresh 5. They play a lot of kids. Jack Tilcott, Evan Tilcott, Cooper Altoff, Cade Tavir are 4 of the players who came into the game. And Huron is subbed in. Landon Clay's in for the first time, replacing Corco, who just picked up his second foul. Random Valley in the front court, left side. Here's the drive baseline. Nice reversal. Drive into the paint, cut off there. That was Hunter Schlotman. Low post inside Tervier. Little duck under, shoots over to Gene. No good. Rebound and a foul. Going to go on Bush. Kobe Bush picks up his first, second team on Huron. This is going to be in the active shooting. Put Cooper Altoff to the line to shoot 2 for Brandon Valley. 10-8 Huron. If you're watching on the video stream, I apologize. I forgot to turn it on at the beginning of the game. First free throw is good for Altoff, and Brandon Valley pulls back within 10-9. We're at 3:57 to go here in the first quarter. Three team fouls now in Huron, one for Brandon Valley. Second free throw, no good. Evers grabs the board. Outlet, Cole Corco up ahead to Clay's. Landon at that left wing. Comes cross court, Bush in the corner. Open 3 for Corco. Cole can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Clay's, and he's going to be fouled. That's what Landon does. He gets those hustle plays for you. And that's going to be in the act, and Landon Clay's will go to the line to shoot 2. One of the Telcots got the foul. Going to be Jack, the taller one at 6'6". The older one, a senior. 2 shots here for Landon Clays. First one is good. Here on up, 11-9 here in the first quarter. 3:43 to go. One more shot for the senior, Landon Clays. And he'll drop them both in. Here on up 3, 12-9, 3:40 to go in the first quarter. A little loose pressure, kind of that half-court trap here on likes. Make Brandon Valley work to get the ball up. Schlotman, Trevier trying to go back door. Ball deflected by Bush, but grabbed by Brandon Valley. Open 3 in the corner. Schlotman, no good. Rebound, and Brandon Valley going to come out with it. They'll take another 3. This one does go. A lot of contact there underneath. Altoff, though, will get the 3. Random Valley back within 1, 12-11. Here's the drive by Cole Corco with the left hand. He's fouled. And 2 shots on the way for Cole Corco. I can't tell the Corcos apart. Bud Nagin says he can. I'm sure he can. The only I can tell them apart is that Cole's left-handed and wears number 20. Clay's right-handed and wears number 10, Cole. With the free throw, it's good. He's got four. Huron up 2, 13-11, 3:10 to go, first quarter. Isaac Carr, junior, comes in for the first time for Huron, replaces Colby Bush on the floor. One more shot for Cole Corco. Drops them both in. He's got five to lead Huron in scoring. Huron up 14-11 here in the first quarter, nearing 3 minutes to go in the first. Lob pass comes off left side. Schlotman. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. I think that's what they told me to say. Trevier, lob pass. Oh, dangerous, but Schlotman got to it. Now it goes in the corner. Feed down on the low post. And on the reverse layup, it's no good. Battle for the rebound. Picking it up is Althoff, and he's going to get the putback. Brandon Valley crashing the boards, which they can with their height, and they've had some second and third shot opportunities. Back within one here on 14. Brandon Valley 13. There's Corco. Gets a screen, goes high post. Sam Kretschmar in. He'll go hard to the hoop. Had it stripped away, but picked up by Carr. He can't get it to drop. A rebound, Brandon Valley. They have a chance to regain the lead. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Huron up one. Brandon Valley with possession. Trevier goes into the paint. Cut off. Open three in the corner is good. That was Schlotman. Schlotman. He got the three, whichever one of them it was. And Brandon Valley back with the lead now at 16-14. Minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Cross court, there's Clays. He has a lane, will shoot over to Veer and get fouled and back to the line. Landon Clays has done a couple of nice things here in the first quarter. He's forced the action. Of course, Huron's just been doing that anyway. Foul is on Telcott. Free throw is good for Clays. He has three, all from the free throw line. One more shot here for Landon Clays. Try to tie the score here with a minute 46 to go, first quarter, and Clays does. 4 for 4 on the free throw line. We are tied at 16, a high scoring first quarter here. As Brandon Valley works against some pressure, they've come back in with the starting five again. Again, the 5 for 5. And it's Skolten hitting the ball off of DeGene as they try to trap him on the corner. They put first foul on 42 for Brandon Valley. They don't have a 42 free, or a long three is good for Grody. A three for Grody, and Brandon Valley up 19-16. Right now, defensively, Huron giving up a lot of points. Minute 20 to go, first quarter. DeGene way outside, tries to go in the middle. Somehow got it to Carr, bounce pass baseline. Jumper for Clay's no good, and Carr can't get to the rebound. And Brandon Valley a chance to extend the lead here. Waltner into the front court as we near 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Ball bobbled, but Juergens has it. Right side Grody. Cross court Skolten, and he'll go baseline. We have a offensive foul evidently on Grage away from the ball. Said he threw a elbow there trying to set a screen perhaps. That'll be the second foul on Spencer Grage, and he'll take a seat on the bench as that brings Trevier back in for Brandon Valley. Lynx coming out with some full court pressure is here on inbounds. DeGene back to Evers. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. Brandon Valley up 19-16. They've hit a couple of threes here to kind of get themselves going. Clay's in the corner. High post is DeGene. Try to go back door, but Clay's was not cutting to the basket. Huron throws the ball away with 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Late in the first quarter, Brandon Valley a three-point lead, 19-16. Trevier in the front court. Comes to Skolten on the left wing. Up top, there's Waltner for three. No good. Long rebound out. Clays has it. He's looking to push with 25-24 to go. Gives back to Carr. Now Cole Corco. He'll drive, shovel it off. 15-footer baseline for DeGene in and out. And Juergens has the rebound. Brandon Valley will probably hold it for one here with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Waltner, front court, gets a screen. He has a left wing, 7-6 seconds. Waltner looking to drive, shovels it off. And Trevere will force up a three, air balls it, and that will end the first quarter. Brandon Valley 19, Huron 16. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute, come back here to the Huron Arena on Dakota Sports.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, we move to the second quarter. Brandon Valley up 19-16. Brandon Valley will have possession here to start the second quarter. Waltner on the right side. For the most part, it's the starters out there, although Trevere's out with the starters. Trevere at the free throw line. Into the paint, kick back out Grody, up top Skolten, inside low post Trevere, got stripped, and oh, a foul, that's a tough one. Going to go on Kobe Bush, I believe, because it looked like he pretty much got the arm in there and stripped the ball. Now they're going to change it and call a travel. I don't know if I agree with the travel, but I certainly didn't agree with calling a foul there, as it was just a pretty clean strip there, I felt, by Kobe Bush. Maybe a jump ball would have been a better call. Hey, better call is a turnover, and Huron gets the ball, I guess. 7:34 to go in the first half, 19-16. Been a while since Huron has scored. Evers for three in the corner, no good. And Bush tried to get the rebound, but Grody took it away. Grody into the front court on the drive. Pitch out to Skolten. Skolten free throw line. Looking inside to Juergens. Now they'll come Trevere on the left wing. Trevere will drive on to Gene, lean in, gets him up in the air, and banks it in. Nice move, head fake by Trevere. Both DeGene and Evers bit on it. Brandon Valley up five, and a foul going to go on Brandon Valley. And boy, the Lynx didn't like that call, as they felt they had a clean strip by Trevere. Instead, he got called for the foul, and it would have been a breakaway layup most likely for Brandon Valley. Actually, they called it on Grody. Thought they called it on Trevere. First foul on Grody, and the sixth team on Brandon Valley. I'm missing a lot of fouls on Brandon Valley here on my sheet to keep looking at that. Here's Clay Corco back into the game, backs out in the corner. Huron has the starting five out there. Evers, right side, Cole Corco back to Evers, top of the key. Evers gives to Kobe Bush. He'll take a long three, back of the rim, no good. Rebound underneath for Grody, and Huron has not scored for a while. Here's the drive. Trevere splits a double team. No good. Rebound knocked out. We'll stay with Brandon Valley. Shooting in the first quarter at Brandon Valley, 8 of 15. Huron 4 of 11. Kretschmar, Clay's come in for Huron. As who's going to come out here? We got six guys out there. DeGene comes off. I believe one of the Corcos did as well. Now we have a timeout Huron. 21-16, Brandon Valley, 6:28 to go here in the first half. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on, using a 30-second timeout here, and we're a minute and a half into the second quarter. I would bet it's been at least about 3 minutes in basketball time since Huron has scored. They've been stuck at 16 for a while. Brandon Valley 21, Huron 16, back to action. Brandon Valley in the offense. Up top is Juergen, swinging around, ball deflected, but Skolten comes out and gets it. In the corner, Grody will feed inside. Juergen's at the block. Goes into a double team, off balance, put up the little hook, no good. Rebound for Huron. Here comes Evers, down the lane with the scoop shot, in and out, got all the rim, would not drop for the big redhead. 21-16, Brandon Valley continues to hold that five-point lead. Into the front court is Waltner, dribbles off to the left, hands it off, goes to the high post, Juergens. Swinging around right side, Grody inside, threw it away, steal by Clays, who has played well in the first half. Down the floor goes Corko, little off-balance shot, no good. Kretschmar with the rebound, but fell down, and I believe he traveled with it. Here on 0 for 4 from the field here in the second quarter. 21-16, Brandon Valley, and Huron just has not been able to put the ball in the bucket after having a good start offensively. Brandon Valley makes their wholesale substitutions again, as I think they came in with a new five. Grage is back in with his two fouls. Links into the front court. Schlottman comes back cross court, right side in the corner. There's the open three. It's good for Brandon Valley. And that was Evan Tolcott with the shot. Now he's 40, listed as 32, but he's wearing number 42. And a foul going to go on Brandon Valley as Evers drove the basket, so I'll have to get that figured out. So Evan Telcott hit the three. Brandon Valley's up 8, 24-16. And he's wearing, again, the program has him listed as 32, but he is 42, so made that change, finally figured that out. Ty Evers at the line to shoot the bonus as he was fouled by Cooper Althoff. And the free throw is good, and Huron finally off the schneid here with their first point in the second quarter. First point for Ty Evers as well. Second shot is good. Evers drops them both in. 24-18, Huron back within six with 5:10 to go in the first half. In the backcourt, they'll get it up to the middle. Cross-court pass, Evers went for a steal, didn't get it. Schlottman gets up top. Schlottman open three, got it. Hunter Schlottman with a three, and Brandon Valley has been hitting those threes. They've been able to spot up, square up, and stroke them. Brandon Valley up with their biggest lead now, 27-18. Huron's got to get something going offensively. That's not going to do it. Ball thrown away, and a foul going to go on Kretschmar, and that might have saved a breakaway for Grage. Kretschmar with the foul. That'll be his first and the fourth team on Huron. Back in for Huron is, I believe, Clay Corko and Parker DeGene. Well, Huron has the starting five out there again. 4:36 to go in the second quarter, and Huron just has not been able to get any offense going since late in the first quarter. Right side is Telcott. Go to the high post, Juergens. Pitch back out right side to Telcott. Come cross court, there's Schlottman who just hit a three. He'll come up top of the key, back left side, open three for Althoff, and a foul going to go on Clay Corko as he bumped into Althoff Telcott after the shot. That'll be foul number three on Clay Corko. So Clay Corko with three fouls, that's probably going to bring him out of the game and see if they say two or three shots here for Telcott. First one is no good. Took me a while to figure it out, but that 42 must be Evan Telcott. He's listed as 32, and that's what I had in the program. Second free throw is in. They did call it in the act of shooting, so second free throw is good. He'll get one more. And that brings Jake Smith in for the first time for the Huron Tigers. Brandon Valley with their biggest lead of the first half at 28-18. Third shot is no good, but nobody blocks out the shooter. Telcott got the rebound, couldn't get the ball to drop. Open three for Schlottman. No good, and the battle for the rebound, and again, Brandon Valley comes up with it. And the Lynx will get another shot at the possession. 28-18. Brandon Valley hands it off up top. Telcott. There's Juergens in the corner. Ball fake Schlottman. Baseline feeds in the middle. And the dunk for Juergens. He came down the middle. Got a nice little flip there. Juergens with the dunk. Timeout here on. Brandon Valley has opened up a 12-point lead. 30-18 with 3:41 to go in the first half. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Second timeout here of the quarter for Huron. It's 30-18. Brandon Valley. Brandon Valley has outscored Huron 11-2 here in the second quarter. High pass. Kobe Bush able to come down with it. And the ball knocked away by Brandon Valley. That was Telcott. It'll still be Huron ball. Checking back in, Landon Clays. He'll replace Jake Smith for Huron. Up to the high post, Kobe Bush. Brandon Valley in more of a zone here, trying to trap. Clays out on the left side. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Well, long pass and tipped away, nearly thrown away by Huron. That dangerous pass there in the cross court. Isaac Carr back into the game, and Huron right now just trying to find a spark out there. Inbounds for Corco. 4 3 seconds. Here's Carr. He'll take the 15-footer baseline. No good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Clays. It'll be Brandon Valley ball. Huron, it's not like we've taken a lot of shots here either. We've only taken 5 shots here from the field in the second quarter. Missed them all. We're hitting 3 minutes to go in the first half. Brandon Valley 30. Huron 18. Brandon Valley on the attack. Telcott, top of the key. High post Juergens. Little flip pass back to Schlottman. Juergens, low post. Have to back it out against Evers. Gets a screen. Now up top, Brandon Valley. Works the perimeter inside. Low post shot up and in. A little give and go that time in a left end opening. For Brandon Valley, that was Altoff. Here comes Corco with the drive, and Cole Corco answers for Huron. First field goal of the second quarter for Huron, and it's 32-20 Brandon Valley. Huron just 4 points here in the second quarter. A new four going to come in for Brandon Valley at the next whistle. Low post, it goes to Juergens, mishandled the ball, comes up with it, puts it on the floor again. Little fadeaway is good, hit the deck too. Guess Huron must have hit it away or else that would have been a double dribble. Juergens with 6. 34-20, long three, Corco, no good. And rebound hustled down by Landon Clays. He's double teamed, gets it back up top to Evers. Now Huron will get back into the offense, try again here with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Up top is Evers. Evers, one dribble, now hands it off to Corco. That is Cole, Carr, Bush on the left side. Almost had it stripped away. Back off left side, up top now. Here's Clays down the paint with the scoop. No good. Battle for the rebound and will remain with Huron as Brandon Valley had a couple guys foul. What happened was somebody tried to pick up a charge on Isaac Carr and didn't get the call, and then he was kind of laying down there and tripped up his teammates. 5 seconds left on the shot clock as Carr's shot didn't draw iron. Inbounds, Corco for 3, too strong. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Tervier. Will stay with Huron with a minute 24 to go in the first half. 34-20, Brandon Valley has opened it up here in the second quarter. Inbounds on the right wing, going back door. Clays was not expecting the pass. The ball thrown away. Turnover to Brandon Valley. Waltner into the front court with a minute 13 to go, third quarter. To the high post. Back off right side, long three for Skolten is short. Long rebound comes out where Brandon Valley's able to get control. That was Althoff with the offensive board. Brandon Valley gets a fresh shot clock. Inside of a minute to go. Inside, there goes to Tavir. Powers his way up through a double team for two. Cade Tavir with a couple of buckets off the bench, 36-20. 48 seconds to go here in the first half, and Brandon Valley has opened up the lead here on the Huron Tigers. Here comes Corco on the drive. Left-handed scoop, no good, but he draws contact, and Cole will go to the line to shoot two. So what we were doing for the first 6 minutes of the ball game, attacking the basket, drawing contact or getting ourselves a decent shot, but we kind of went away from that, or maybe Brandon Valley, to say it better, Brandon Valley has taken it away from us. Corco misses on the first free throw. He'll get one more. Back in is Juergens for Brandon Valley. 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Brandon Valley up 16 with a big second quarter. They've outscored Huron 17-4. 17-5 as the back end of the free throw is good for Cole Corco. 36-21, Brandon Valley inside of 35 seconds to go, first half. About 3 seconds difference between the game clock and the shot clock. In the front court, Brandon Valley going to milk that clock a bit, it looks like. Waltner out near the timeline, letting the clock roll inside of 20. Hands it off to Tervier, who has played well in the first half off the bench. Backs it out against the double team. Now gets by Bush. He'll drive. Almost lost the ball. Goes in. Missed the layup. Rebound. Up the floor comes Clays with 6.5 seconds. Landon will drive. Reverse layup for two. Landon Clays with the reverse layup, and that will end the first half in Huron. Maybe a little spark heading into the halftime break as Clays scores. And the lead is 13 at the half. Brandon Valley 36. Huron 23. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, come back, and we will talk with girls basketball coach Wade Stobbs. 2 minute timeout here on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, John here at Prost Rutles in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag sales event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrolo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use, even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do-It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do-It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Food Do-It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do-It Center store.
It's a fact. Women are smarter than ever about their health care. And for women's health care, there's a smarter choice. HRMC. Now there are two experts to help you navigate the stages of life. Dr. Elise Brock and Dr. Sarah Castellanos can also provide the latest procedures and treatments for the unique health issues women face. Turn to HRMC for your women's health needs. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care, close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we're back here at the half as the Huron Tigers trail Brandon Valley 36-23 in our boys' game. The girls' game earlier had Brandon Valley winning 57-45. We're joined at halftime here by head girls coach Wade Stobbs. And Wade, similarities to last night. I think it was 20 turnovers last night, 19 tonight. But it just seemed like defensively, Brandon Valley just made it difficult for us to do anything we wanted to do.
Yeah, especially that first half. You know, the second half, I thought we did a better job offensively, spreading the court, getting into our offense. And for our offense to work, we need to get the ball to one side and get a cutter coming through. And then they have to collapse on a cutter, which will open up that backside guard. And if we can't get it entered anywhere, then we have a hard time getting that first cutter through. And that's what we struggled with in that first half. We were just stagnant up top there, and we couldn't get into anything. Did a nicer job in the second half and was able to get some cutters coming through. And offensively, we played a lot better in the second half, I thought.
Yeah, and just, almost looked like we weren't patient enough in the first half, you know. And obviously, again, Brandon Valley with the sticky defenses they're playing had a little bit to do with that. But, you know, you just got to keep your faculties with you and protect the ball.
Exactly. You know, we struggled a few times to get the ball down the court and that first half. And they're a good team. I mean, they're one of the top teams in the conference, I believe. They beat a good Harrisburg team last night in overtime, and I expect them, Aberdeen Central, Harrisburg, to be competing for the conference title and competing for a state championship, really. So we stepped up and we competed against a very good team. It's early in the year. We got a lot of growing to do, but we saw a lot of good things in that second half.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, girls just got to get used to roles here. While we do have a lot of experience, you still, you know, girls, hardly anybody's got the same role they had last year. So, you know, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. I know Coach Norberg was talking about that last night with the Watertown boys. He said, ask me where this... about this team in February, not now, because I just don't know.
Exactly, and that's exactly where we're at. You know, we got a number of girls playing. We went about eight deep tonight, and that's where I'm going to try and be. Try and keep kids fresh. Look at our minutes. You know, we got pretty even minutes out of those eight girls, and one of the big keys is keeping our girls fresh and being able to change up our defenses from a 1-2-2 to a 2-3 to a man-to-man, and try and find those combinations of girls that kind of click together and work well together in our rotations.
Well, Berger Plus outstanding player. We went with Haven Hines. 15 points and 10 of the 15 came from the free throw line. She just kept attacking the basket and drawing the contact and getting herself to the line. She was 10 of 13 on free throws.
Yeah, that's one of the things we said. We have to attack their pressure. If they're going to go out and pressure us, we can't be passive up top because we'll never get anything done. So we had to be more aggressive, especially that second half, attack their pressure. If they're going to deny our wings, we have to beat that girl off the dribble. And Haven was able to do that and draw some fouls and get to the free throw line for us.
You know, and I think I said this in the preseason. I'll say it again now. She is a freshman, but she sure doesn't look like a ninth grader out there.
Yeah, we put a lot of pressure on her to handle the ball for us and do a lot for us. I don't think she came off the floor for us tonight, and there'll be more games like that, too, for her. You know, it's kind of hard to believe, you know, and keep thinking, you know, that she is a freshman, you know. She played for us last year, so, you know, has some experience, and we have a lot of expectations for her, and she has high expectations for herself, too, which she should.
And now as we look ahead, now you got almost a week off here, then you got the Rapid City trip with Stevens and Central next weekend, but right now you're worried about the Tigers and can use now 4 days here for some good prep time.
Yeah, 4 days to get us where we need to be. It's no cakewalk out there. Those are two good basketball teams. I know Rapid City Stevens just played Sioux Falls Washington to overtime. I know Rapid City Central just played a pretty good team over in Wyoming and got them by about 15 or so. So, you know, whenever you travel across the state, it's always a tough trip, but we're going to go play two really good teams out there, too.
Wade Stomps, head coach of the Huron Tiger girls. They fall tonight here 57-45, and again, Haven Hines, the Berger Plus outstanding player of the game. Halftime score here for the boys, 36-23, Brandon Valley. And we'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes, check out the stats, and come back with the second half here on Dakota Sports.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Need a timeout? Big D's is open for lunch Thursday through Sunday and dinner nightly. For lunch 11 to 1:30, enjoy the pasta of the day or taco salad on Thursdays and taco salad or chimichanga with chips and cheese on Fridays. Try Big D's new nightly menu items. Chili nachos, pork wings, pretzel bites, and buffalo carnitas chicken dip on ciabatta bread. Plus wings are just 70 cents every Sunday and Monday. Take a timeout and dine at Big D's Sports Bar and Grill, East Highway 14, Huron.
Are you in the real estate market? Are you watching the real estate market here in Huron? If you are buying, selling, or just considering the market, make sure to check out Real Estate Connection on Facebook and Instagram for the most recent updates on listings.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture and the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell are locally owned and operated by a staff made up of your friends and neighbors. So for America's top brands, great local service, and the guaranteed lowest prices, turn to Slumberland of Huron and Mitchell.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
A quick rundown of the stats here, and I'm not sure if I have everything right here. That just looks a little screwy here, but I'll give you what I have. For Brandon Valley, boy, they got a lot of guys into the action. Eight guys scored, four starters and four off the bench in the first half. 8 points for Cooper Althoff, 6 points for Hunter Skolton and Drew Juergens, four for Spencer Grage, Evan Telcott, and Cade Trevier. Three for Chase Grody and two for Alex Waltner. For Huron, which really struggled in the second quarter, 8 points for Cole Corco, six for Landon Clays off the bench, three for Clay Corco and two apiece, Kobe Bush, Ty Evers, and Parker DeGene. Shooting in the first half didn't calculate it, but Huron went 6 of 21. Brandon Valley went 15 of 28, and I can tell you just by looking at that Brandon Valley shot over 50% for the first half. So that's your halftime stats. Stuart Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Final in boys, James Valley Christian edged Aberdeen Christian 53-52 up in Aberdeen. Our KOKK doubleheader going on tonight. The final for the girls game, Miller defeated Cheyenne Eagle Butte 47-34 at halftime of the boys. Cheyenne Eagle Butte leads Miller 28-26. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So we start the second half, see if Huron can get that offense going again. First quarter looked okay, second quarter not so much. 36-23, Brandon Valley leads as we get underway with the second half. Clay Corco, top of the key, gets Huron into the offense, comes right side to Brother Cole, low post, it goes to Evers. Evers tries to put the shoulder in, can't get the shot off, pitches back out to Clay Corco, backs it out, resets. There goes to Evers again on the low post, goes with a reverse layup, blocked by Juergens, tipped out of there. We're going to have a foul, I believe, on Cole Corco. Well, we didn't see much of that in the first half, getting Ty Evers, trying to get Ty Evers the ball in the low block. Cole Corco with the foul, that's his first, and obviously the first team here of the second half. Brandon Valley, Waltner will bring it up, being checked back there by Cole Corco. Waltner into the front court. Brandon Valley up 13 with their first possession of the second half. Low post, inside it goes to Grade, shoots over to Gene, missed everything, and out of there with it is Cole Corco. Up the floor, into the front court, right side Bush. Bush in the paint, goes with the left-handed scoop, no good. Rebound, and Evers battles and comes down with it. Another chance here for Huron. Corco comes right side to a DeGene on that right wing, looking inside to Evers. Evers give and go to DeGene to the hoop, and I think Juergens got a piece of it. Nice little play there, but a nice defensive play by Juergens. And Brandon Valley clears the board. Now we have a low post. We're going to have a push-off or the arm bar, as you might want to call it. That's going to go against Parker DeGene. His first foul and the second team on Huron. So we're down to 6:46 to go here in the third quarter. Neither team scored. Brandon Valley up 13 yet. Free throw line is Grody back up top. Waltner fakes the three, goes inside. The ball nearly stolen. Juergens able to grab it away from Cole Corco. And now we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be a push-off on Corco as he was trying to anything he could do to keep Juergens from getting to the low block. And Cole picks up his second foul, both here in the first minute and a half of the third quarter. Brandon Valley will inbound it. Waltner will lob it out to Juergens, right back to Waltner in the corner. Low post, Grage. Grage double team. Nice help by Huron, and the ball going to be stolen away by Bush. Bush down the floor, takes it in, gets the layup, but they're going to wave it off and call foul out on the wing there before Bush got to the basket. Nice helping defense by Evers. That helped force the turnover. And Bush down the floor. He got the layup to go, but the foul came well before he shot it. Lob out to Evers. Takes the three, gives back to Corco. The foul was on Waltner, his first. Open jumper, 15-footer, good for Kobe Bush. His second shot of the game. Second bucket of the game. He's got four, 36-25. Huron scores first here in the third quarter, although it took almost 2 minutes to do so. Ball knocked away by Corco, and the ball dribbled out of bounds and last touched by Waltner. Another great defensive play by the Huron Tigers. That was Cole Corco, who tapped the ball from behind away from Waltner. Huron grabbed it, then was knocked away by Grage. Huron with the ball, forcing the turnover. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Huron can get it down to single digits. I believe the biggest lead for Brandon Valley was 16 in the second quarter. And miscommunication there as Evers and Corco were not on the same page. And Evers kind of threw it out to Cole. And I think they're going to say, I think Evers did not go with the ball where it was supposed to as he comes off the floor and Kretschmar comes in. 5:47 to go in the third quarter, and Huron trying to notch it up defensively, but unfortunately have not been able to get a lot of scoring going here. Brandon Valley, there's Grody on the right wing up top. Jumper from the top of the key, no good for Grage. And Kretschmar able to grab the rebound after Juergens tried to knock it away, but then Kretschmar throws it away. Brandon Valley triple teamed on him, and Kretschmar couldn't get rid of the ball. Brandon Valley forces the turnover, sets it up on offense again. Up to the high post, Juergens. Here's the lob down low, and Kobe Bush got in there and knocked it away from Grage. And we'll have the 5-on-5 switch. Brandon Valley comes in with that second five with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. 36-25, Brandon Valley. Brandon Valley has not scored here in the third quarter, but for Huron, they've only scored 2 points themselves. Second unit in there in the platoon substitution for Brandon Valley. They'll inbound from the baseline. Come all the way out. Ball knocked away by Bush. He had the steal and then it was knocked away and a foul going to go on Kretschmar. That was very nearly a kick by Brandon Valley because Bush was going down the floor and I think it came off the foot of a Brandon Valley Lynx. And Kretschmar got called for the foul. Evers going to come back in for Kretschmar. Boy, that looked to me like it came off the foot of Telcott. Again, I guess you don't call it a kick, but the dribble did come off his foot, I felt. Brandon Valley into the front court again. Huron again has picked it up defensively here, but still hasn't been able to score the ball. On the left side, here's the dump inside low post, Altoff. Altoff has to kick back out, Tervier. Schlottman, deep three, right side is an air ball, and Tervier saves it in. Nope, he did not. He stepped on the baseline. And Brandon Valley has come out a little cold here to start the third quarter. They went over 3 minutes without scoring. But again, we've only had the one basket here by Kobe Bush in the third. It's been 2-0 Huron. This has been an opportunity for Huron to cut down the lead, but while they've done the job defensively, offensively, it hasn't happened. Clay Corco on the right wing. Now he'll drive as a lane goes in for the layup. Clay Corco with the bucket. He has five. Huron back within 11. 36-27. Brandon Valley into the front court. Goes inside Tervier against DeJean. Will force up a shot. Banked it in. Wow. Just a wild shot. And boy, DeJean looked like he got a piece of that ball. And DeJean, I think, got hurt on that. He comes hobbling off. It looks like he's, can't tell if he's holding that shoulder or the gut, but he's coming off in some pain. Kretschmar back in. Tervier will get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Huron was briefly within single digits. Free throw no good. Rebound Landon Clays. Rips it down for Huron. In the corner is Evers. He'll go baseline and a blocking call. Going to go on Althoff. That is his third foul.
Foul number 34, Althoff. His third.
So that will be the third on Althoff, and we'll get the new five back in, the starting five back in for Brandon Valley. Now we have some, what's the, they're just telling the guys to play nice as they get set for to defend the out-of-bounds play here. Inbounds in the corner, Corco up top, Clays. Kretschmar pops out on the left elbow. Clays back at the top of the key. There's the three for Evers. No good. Rebound and a foul going to go on Brandon Valley. Good rebounding position by Clay Corco. And Brandon Valley gets called for the foul. Grody with the foul, his second. Huron will inbound it. And inside, low post. Gets into Landon Clays, and Landon Clays with 8 points off the bench. He's had a nice game for the Huron Tigers. 38-29, Huron again gets it down to single digits here midway through the third quarter. Up top is Grody, looking to the high post. Grage kicks it back out to Skolton. High post Juergens. Evers went for the steal, didn't get there. Here's the dump inside to Grage, back to Juergens, and a blocking call going to go on, I believe, Clays. And Clays, I felt, did get there late. And that's going to put Juergens to the line. Juergens kind of hit the floor hard there, and he's still kind of shaking off the cobwebs. Juergens will get two shots. First trip to the free throw line for the 6'9 senior, Drew Juergens, has 6 points here in the game. Free throw is good for Juergens. Cole Corco in as Clay Corco comes off. One more shot for the big man Juergens. And both shots are down. Nice, smooth free throw stroke there by Juergens. He has 8 points. 40-29, Brandon Valley back up by 11 with 3:23 to go, third quarter. Fake, here's the drive, Cole Corco, pull up 15-footer is short, and Skolton has the rebound. Waltner in the front court on the drive, backs it out on the wing, up top Skolton. Here's the kick out in the corner, Grody for three, no good, and Evers able to reach in and get the rebound. Brandon Valley is just one of five from the field here in the third quarter. Huron really hasn't taken much advantage of it. Still down 11. 3-4 Evers. Air balls it. Rebound Kretschmar underneath. Goes with the reverse layup. Oh, couldn't get it to go. But he'll get himself to the free throw line. And that's one thing you're going to get out of Sam Kretschmar is 100% pure hustle. And that's exactly what that was.
Falls on number 30, Spencer Grage.
Spencer Grage picks up his third. So Grage and Althoff both have three for the Lynx. Fourth team foul on Brandon Valley. Kretschmar with the free throw, no good. As we get three new Lynx in, Clay Corco back in for Huron as Bush comes off. 2:47 to go in the third quarter. Brandon Valley 40, Huron 29. Snowy night here in Huron. Kretschmar with the second free throw. It's good. One out of two for Sam. Speaking of the snow, City of Huron has called a snow alert. That means at midnight they'll start plowing streets. No parking on the emergency routes till cleared curb to curb. Then the east-west-north-south thing. Three-point shot no good for Waltner. Rebound underneath for Evers. Into the front court. Huron down 10 with the ball. Clay Corco gets it up top to Clays. Clays drives. Feeds it to Corco, 17-footer, left elbow, front of the rim, no good. Clay could not connect. Was a decent look, maybe rushed the shot a bit. And down the floor, we have a whistle and a foul. And what are we calling here?
Foul is on number 44, Sam Kretschmar.
Sam Kretschmar did something. What it is, I don't know. Picks up his third foul, and it is the bonus 1-1. And Juergens will get the one. Will get to the free throw line. So I'm sure there's just a lot of muscling and jousting going there, trying to get position down low. And Kretschmar giving up nearly a foot in height to Juergens. Free throw no good on the front end. Rebound Clay Corco as he ripped it away from Kretschmar. Long pass up ahead to Cole Corco. He has it on the right wing. Huron still down 10. Free throw line jumper. Again, Huron cannot knock down a shot, but Cole Corco gets his own rebound, then threw it away, trying to get it to his brother Clay. Well, we've had some open looks here offensively in the third quarter, and Brandon Valley's left the door open as they have struggled to score the ball, but Huron has not taken advantage much. 40-30, Brandon Valley inside of 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Links into the front court. Waltner back up top. Tervier gives to Grody on the left wing. Grody wings it back up top. Right side it comes to Tervier. Tervier will go baseline, has a lane, puts the shot up for two. Got on that baseline and he had a gap and took it in. Cade Tervier with 8 points. 42-30 to lead back at 12. There's Bush on the drive. Put the left-handed layup up short. Rebound Brandon Valley. Minute 22 to go, third quarter. Lynx back up by 12. They led by 13 at the half. Tervier at the top of the key. Little crossover. Will drive. Shoot over Bush. No good. Evers has the rebound. Evers into the front court. Top of the key. Pitches in the corner to Clays. Gets a screen. Clays backs it out. Cross court. Here's Clay Corco and a blocking call going to go on Waltner. That'll be his second. Fifth team, I believe, on Brandon Valley, so no bonus yet. 58 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Brandon Valley leading Huron in the boys' game, 52-30. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Lynx took the girls' game, 57-45. Bush gets it down on the baseline. Clay's up top. Clay Corco, open free throw line jumper. Again, rims in and out. Huron cannot buy a bucket here, and again, they're decent looks. That one was defended, I will say. But Brandon Valley clears the board with 45 seconds to go, third quarter, 42-30, Lynx. Brandon Valley on the attack, Grody. Looking inside, and there's going to be an offensive foul on Tervier. He was battling for position with Landon Clays, and Clays continues to be a little thorn in the side of Brandon Valley tonight. Tervier picks up his first, and saw Waltner go over and told Tervier, just calm down. Some pressure in the backcourt by Brandon Valley. Cole Corco splits a double team. He's down the middle of the floor, pitches in the corner to Clay. Low post, nice pass, reverse layup. Doesn't go for Bush. Kobe, I don't think he Kobe was more open than what he thought on that, and he just put it up too strong. Brandon Valley going to hold it for one shot, spread the floor with 15 seconds to go. Shot clock off here in the third quarter and a 12-point lead for Brandon. Waltner will start the drive, gives it to Tervier, 5-4 seconds. Tervier attacks the basket, blocked by Evers, and Tervier went flying. No foul, but Brandon Valley will still have the ball. With 1.4 seconds left, and they'll get it in the corner, and a offensive foul, a moving screen is called on Juergens. They were trying to get Telcott open for a three at the buzzer. Instead, Juergens with a moving screen gets called for the foul. We have 0.6 seconds left. Or are they going to put a little time back up on the clock? Yep, they are. They're going to put it back all the way to 1.4, saying the foul happened before the ball was inbounded. So Huron is 1.4 seconds, got to go the length of the floor. They'll get it into Cole Corco, three quarters of the court shot, almost went in. But it did not. We head to the fourth quarter. Brandon Valley 42 here on Tigers 30. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute here on Dakota Sports. The doctors and staff at Carr Chiropractic Clinic know the importance of athletes competing at their best and understand the team's success depends on the health of each player. A quick recovery from an injury starts with a proper diagnosis, which leads to the best treatment. At Carr Chiropractic Clinic, doctors and staff are specially trained and educated to diagnose and treat sport injuries. They have extended office hours, including evenings and Saturdays. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, your sports injury headquarters.
Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day for lunch and dinner. Try their mouth-watering grill burgers or their delicious DQ bakes with chicken or turkey. Chili cheese dogs, kids' meals, salads, onion rings, and cheese curds. Don't forget their famous chicken strip basket. Head to Dairy Queen of Huron on Lincoln Avenue across from the South Dakota State Fairgrounds. Have a birthday or a special event coming up? Order their DQ cakes or a DQ blizzard cake. See Barb and her friendly crew at Dairy Queen for lunch or dinner. Dairy Queen, fan food, not fast food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Open the fourth quarter here, and a lob inside to Altoff, and a foul going to be called on Huron. Official having a little visit with Kobe Bush after the fact as well. Foul was on Cole Corco, his third, and as we're in the first possession of the fourth quarter and at the free throw line, Brandon Valley, the free throw is good for Cooper Altoff. He has 6 points in the game. Had things wrong in the first half. I gave him a three that was actually hit by Evan Telcott. That happened when I didn't know who Evan Telcott was because the number didn't match up. Both free throws good for Cooper Altoff. 7 points, and Brandon Valley has spread it around. I don't think they have anybody in double figures here yet, but eight players have scored, and they lead 44-30, getting the lead pushed back up here early in the fourth quarter. DeGene, top of the key, lobs inside baseline to get it to Corco, and he's going to be pushed from behind by Grody. And that will put Huron in the bonus and a 1-1 opportunity on the way for Clay Corco. 5 points for Clay, his first trip to the free throw line. Huron has nobody in double figures either. 8 points for both Cole Corco and Landon Clays. Free throw for Corco, no good. And boy, just not putting the ball in the basket right now. Huron in the third quarter shot 3 of 14, Brandon Valley 2 of 9, so neither team could hit much in the third quarter. That was the opening for Huron to get back into this game, and they were unable to do it. Brandon Valley in the half court, Grody top of the key, Waltner on the left wing. They comes back cross court, feed in the corner, Grody, low post, knocked away by DeGene, but right back to Grody. Here's a lob to Grage, and it actually almost went in the basket. Grody hit it off the front of the basket, and Evers able to grab the ball off the rim. 6:49 to go in the game. Here's the drive. Clay Corco leans in with the right hand for two. Clay Corco with the bucket gives him seven. First bucket of the fourth quarter for Huron. The lead is 12, 44-32. Brandon Valley, 6:36 to go in the game. Links into the front court. Handed off to Grody on the wing. Looking inside to Grage. Come back outside. Couple of dribbles to the left, being shadowed out there by Corco. High post, Grage will go on the baseline. Altoff against Evers. Little spin move, and he traveled with it. Kind of drugged the pivot foot, trying to decide what to do with the ball. And the ball will turn over to the Huron Tigers. 44-32, Brandon Valley leading. We're just short of 8 o'clock, and this is KIJV AM-FM Huron. 6:14 to go in the game. Brandon Valley on top, 44-32. They have led since the end of the first quarter. Screen set, and Corco runs right into it. DeGene now right side Cole or Clay Corco on the baseline. There's the open shot, good for Evers. He spun away from his defensive player and banked it in from 10 feet. Huron uses a timeout. 5:56 to go in the game, 44-34. Brandon Valley leads. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
We're there when you need us. That is the motto that Farmers Union Insurance lives by. They know that when a loss occurs, you deserve their immediate attention. Huron area agent Pearson Anderson Insurance teams up with their loss representative to settle your loss and give you the attention that you deserve. Quality, commitment, and pride. Call Pearson Anderson Insurance in Huron and become a satisfied policyholder with insuring a brighter tomorrow.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron using a full timeout. They have two left. Brandon Valley has all five timeouts available. Huron shows a little half-court trap. Brandon Valley is willing to be patient, up 10 here in the fourth quarter. Playing catch out there. Waltner comes high post. Grage. Kick it back out. Waltner. Feed in the corner. Open three for Talcott. Back of the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound. Grage comes up with it, and Brandon Valley will pull it out and reset the offense. But then you had Landon Clays at 5'10 going up against 6'6 Spencer Grage, and Grage won the battle for the board. Again, Brandon Valley going to run some shot clock here. Skolten comes to Waltner on the left wing. Back up top, backs it out against Bush. Left side, Skolten will take a three, no good. And again, offensive rebound. Lob goes inside to Juergens, and I think we're going to get a foul. No, we're going to get a travel on Juergens. Huron collapsed with a double team on Juergens, and he did a little stutter step there trying to get the ball up to the basket, and the ball will turn over to the Huron Tigers. Huron can get it down to single digits here. We still have time here. 44-34, Brandon Valley. Low post on the inside, a little turnaround, left-handed scoop, in and out. Boy, how much more could that go down and not go down? Clay Corco had all the rim, and it spun around a couple of times and popped out. And then a foul on the rebound. Sometimes it's just not your night. Everything went right except the ball going in the basket there. Foul going to go on Landon Clays. His second will come down and shoot free throws. It'll be a 1-1 for Drew Juergens. Second game is done on KOKK. Miller defeated Cheyenne Eagle Butte. A big run in the fourth quarter was the difference. 57-44. Miller defeats Cheyenne Eagle Butte in the boys' game, so Miller gets the sweep. First free throw is good for Juergens. That gives him 9 points. Looking to be the first player in double figures, and he is. Gets the 10th point. Both free throws. He's 4 of 5 shooting free throws in the second half. Brandon Valley back up by a dozen with 4:45 to go in the game. In the corner is Clays. He'll take a long three. Got it! Landon Clays with the three ball, and he's the first Huron Tiger in double figures with 11. 3 for 3 from the field, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 46-37, the lead cut to 9 with 4:26 to go in the game. Waltner gets up top to Juergens against Evers. Juergens will back it out. Now hand it off to Waltner. Waltner to the corner of the lane. There's Juergens, left side. Looking inside to Grage. Long three for Waltner. In and out, no good. Evers with the rebound. Shot clock was running down. Long pass. The ball deflected out of bounds. Who's going to get it? We'll stay with Huron. That was a bang-bang play. Long pass, and it went right at the feet of, I believe, Clays and Grage, and they say it did come off of Grage, although I'm not sure if you really know who that came off of. Huron will keep possession with 4:01 to go. Big possession here. Huron down 9 with the ball. Here's the drive by Corco Cole, and he's going to be fouled going to the basket. They're going to say before the shot, so a 1-1, although both teams will be in the double bonus on the next foul. Either way, 1-1 here for Cole Corco. The foul is the third on Alex Waltner. Huron not going away in this one. 3:55 to go. 46-37. Brandon Valley on top of Huron. Free throw is no good. Boy, we just aren't getting shots when we need them. We've had all kinds of opportunities to get back here in the second half. Missed on the front end of the 1-1. Brandon Valley, Schlottman with the ball. They have that second unit in, or at least some of them. In the corner, it goes to Talcott. Ball knocked away, and they're going to call a little reach in there on Ty Evers. That'll be his first. And we'll get the bonus here for Evan Talcott. He has 7 points off the bench. I believe he has 7 points. But he was the one who I couldn't figure out who he was till midway through the second quarter. Free throw is good. And on the program, he is listed as 32, but he's out there wearing number 42, and there's no 42 listed on the program. Second free throw is good. Brandon Valley gets back up by 11. Brandon Valley 6-for-6 free throws here in the fourth quarter. And that's been their 6 point scoop shot for Evers. Does not go. The ball knocked out, and Clays tracks it down in the corner. Landon on the drive, dish out, open three for Corko. Got it! Clay Corko drains a three deep in the corner off the dish from Clays. Huron back within eight, 48-40. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The outstanding player of the game is brought to you by Burger Plus. After 5 p.m., Burger Plus turns into a steakhouse. Black Canyon Angus ribeye, sirloin steaks, and the best jumbo shrimp around, all with a choice of potato salad and Texas toast. Top your salad with a choice of homemade dressings, including their famous ED Irma's dressing. Open 7 days a week, 11 a.m. till 9 p.m., Burger Plus, Dakota Avenue South in Huron.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, here on with the timeout, have one remaining, and Budnagin used most of that timeout to chew on the officials. Not sure what he was chewing on, but he is not happy, obviously. Still, with 3:20 to go, Huron is still in this. 48-40, Brandon Valley on top. Huron will come out with full court pressure off the timeout. Huron has one timeout remaining. Brandon Valley still has not used a timeout. Brandon Valley has led since late in the first quarter. Up the floor, Brandon Valley, here's Waltner, gets it in the corner. Gives back to Skolton, and then Brandon Valley going in this passive offense. They're chewing shot clock. Juergens up top, and now we have a whistle and an offensive foul on Grage underneath. And again, he was battling for position under there, I believe, with Kobe Bush. He'll pick up his fourth foul, offensive foul, so Huron doesn't get free throws out of it. Again, I didn't see what it was because it was away from the ball underneath the basket. But I believe it was Grage battling with Kobe Bush for position, and here's Huron just over 3 minutes to go and down eight with the ball. Big possession here for Huron. Cole Corko into the offense, right side, gets cut off, double teamed out there, dribbles around it, will come back off to the right side. Cross court, nice catch, Clay Corko, he'll drive, go up against Juergens, get fouled, two shots coming up for Clay Corko. Huron attacking the basket. Clay Corko in double figures with 10 already, and he'll get two shots here. The foul on Juergens is his second, and two shots here for Clay Corko. 2:46 remaining, and Huron, for all the struggles they've had, trying to hang in it. First free throw is good for Corko. Huron was 0 for 2 prior to that, and both were front ends of 1 and 1s. Corko hits the first one. Second there, well, I think Trevier was tying his shoe. Now one more shot here for Clay Corko. Free throw is good. Hits them both. 6 points, as close as Huron's been since the end of the first quarter. 48-42, Brandon Valley with 2:40 to go in the game. Lynx again get it in the front court, and again they just spread the floor trying to chew some clock. Trevier comes up, top of the key. Left side, Telcott. They'll go inside Juergens. Double team. This time the foul will go on Bush, trying to deny the ball. Kobe picks up his second, and two free throws on the way for Drew Juergens. 2:29 to go. Huron again within six. And you think back of, well, we missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s. We've had a couple of shots that look like they're going to drop that rolled out. You got to make your own breaks, though, and Juergens hits the free throw, and Brandon Valley has knocked down the free throws. In fact, Brandon Valley has not hit a shot from the field here in the fourth quarter, but they are 7-for-7 on free throws. Second shot for Juergens, good. They're 8-for-8. All 8 points for Brandon Valley here in the fourth quarter have come from the free throw line. They're back up by 8, 50-42. Corco on the left wing goes free throw line, Clays. Now it's Bush. Bush, a little crossover. Spot up 15-footer, no good. Got knocked over. Rebound, Clays. Gets it back out to Bush. He loses the ball. It's on the floor, going to roll away. Juergens able to come up with it, and Brandon Valley going to use a timeout. Well, again, Huron had opportunity. Another opportunity. Failed to get it. Timeout, Brandon Valley, with 2:05 to go in the game. Lynx leading 50-42. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
2:05 to go in the game. Brandon Valley up 50-42. Huron got it, got within six. Now Brandon Valley back with off their timeout. That was their first timeout. Inbounds comes to Juergens. One-handed grab, and then a foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Bush as he tried to get the ball away from Skolten. It will come down and shoot Brandon Valley free throws. Kobe Bush picks up his third personal. And Skolten will come to the line. He has not been to the free throw line, has not scored in the game. Brandon Valley is a perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. 9-for-9 as Skolten drops in the first one. And Brandon Valley has not hit a shot from the field. They're 0-for-4 from the field in the fourth quarter, but have dropped the free throws. That one no good, and the rebound, Bush. So the lead is 9, 51-42. Evers into the front court. Backs it out. Gets guarded closely. Here comes Cole Corco back to Evers. Thought about the three. He'll drive on Juergens. Put up the roller. No good. Blocking call going to go on Juergens. His third, and tie Evers to the line to shoot two. Not sure if they would have counted that shot, if it would have went in or not. But since it didn't go in, it doesn't matter. Minute 49 to go. Time running out again. Huron down to one timeout. Free throw for Evers is no good, and Huron has not helped themselves out. Huron is 2 of 5 shooting free throws here in the fourth quarter, including the front end of 2 1-and-1s. Both free throws no good. Well, Huron has done it to themselves here in the fourth quarter. Brandon Valley's left the door open. Huron has not went through. Brandon Valley again will milk the clock with a minute 33 to go in the game. High post, Juergens gets it back out to Skolten. Running the shot clock down to 15. Hand it back off to Waltner. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Waltner will drive, fake, go with a wild scoop shot and got it to go. You see, they're getting shots to go like that. Huron can't buy a bucket when they need it. Brandon Valley back up by 11. That probably going to make it awful difficult for Huron now. High post is Evers, back off to Clays. He'll drive, a little fadeaway in the paint, is short, rebound for Tavir underneath, and that's the first miss from the field for Landon Clays. Brandon Valley just doing some keep away again. Skolten into the paint, kick out in the corner. Telcott fakes the three, brings it back out. Now Tavir, and Brandon Valley going to run clock, leading by 11. Inside of a minute to go, Tavir drives, dishes it off, baseline, the jumper is good for Telcott, and that should put it away here now for Brandon Valley. 33 seconds up to the bucket, and again up and in, no good for Evers, and then going down is Kobe Bush. Kobe Bush clutching that right knee. 22 seconds to go, and I think everybody was just going to be happy to let the clock run out. Kobe does come up, gets to his feet, so that's a good sign. You never, always makes you hold your breath when you see somebody grab the knee. And with 22 seconds to go, the shot clock is off, and Brandon Valley has the lead back up to 13, 55-42. Huron got it within six, 48-42. DeGene will come in, and Bush will come out. And Brandon Valley is going to pick up the victory here tonight. Into the front court, and Skolton trying to get away from Clays. Will go back door, and the ball knocked away by Corkle, picked up by Clays. Up the floor he comes, kicks it out. Three ball for Cole Corko is no good. Rebound underneath, Clay Corko can't get the shot to go, and he stepped out of bounds, and that will probably be our final shot attempts of the ball game. Ball will just be put into the back court, and that will wrap it up. Brandon Valley, a win, 55-42 over Huron. Brandon Valley 2-0. Huron drops to 1-1 on the season. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes. Come back with the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Hi, John here at Prost Rutles in Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag Sales Event, one of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prost Rutles, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Oh, Huron Tigers had opportunities to get back into the game there in the fourth quarter. Definitely picked it up a notch defensively there in the second half, but big shots, couldn't get a shot to drop when they needed it to. Could not come up with free throws. Huron missed some free throws when it would have made a difference. Brandon Valley, after building the lead in the second quarter, hangs on for a 55-42 win here at the Huron Arena. So it's a sweep for the Brandon Valley Lynx as they win the girls' game by a score of 57-45 and the boys' game here 55-42. Huron down three at the end of the first quarter, led for much of that first quarter before falling behind right at the end. But the second quarter was the difference in the game. Brandon Valley outscored Huron 17-7, and actually Huron hit a couple of buckets right at the end of the first half to actually get it a little close. But Huron then really picked it up defensively. They had a great defensive effort in the second half, but unfortunately didn't match it on the offensive end. And Brandon Valley comes out with the victory here tonight. Still working on some of the halftime stats here, so we'll talk to Coach Tim Budnagan coming up here in a few minutes as well. Let's take another Big D's timeout of 2 minutes here and come back with stats and more. Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show continues on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Stop into Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project. Whether your project is on the farm or home, from barbed wire to kitchen cabinets, Do It Best buying power of over 4,000 stores in 30 countries can help. If you can't make it into the store, check out our website. You can have your product of choice shipped to the store or to your house. Remember Farmers Cash Food Do It Center for your next project.
Give me a hammer, hand me a saw. I'm not slowing down till I've done it all. I love saving money and time at the Do It Center store.
Eat a lot of green things, laugh, get a good night's sleep, get a yearly checkup, and get your doctor's okay to start exercising. First, by walking a bit, and build on that more each day. Limit hours in front of a computer or TV screen. Get up and stretch. Enjoy the outdoors. Spend time with the kids. Live life to its fullest. Live it well. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality health care close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Beat the rush. Enroll now for spring classes at Huron Community Campus. HCC offers general study courses for only $40 per credit hour. Spring classes include music appreciation, biology, U.S. history, English comp, American government, and lifespan psychology. Visit HuronCommunityCampus.org or call Doug at 353-8518 to enroll. And don't forget to follow Huron Community Campus on Instagram and Facebook. $40 spring classes at Huron Community Campus. It's a no-brainer.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Oh, run down the stats here as Brandon Valley completes the sweep here tonight, winning the boys' game 55-42. For Brandon Valley, now 2-0 on the young season. Boy, they spread it out. 9 different players scored, and 8 of them scored in the first half. So they have a lot of kids that can shoot the ball and make plays. For Brandon Valley, Drew Juergens led the way with 12 points. He did not score from the field in the second half, but went 6 of 7 from the free throw line. 11 points off the bench for Evan Telcott. 8 points for Cade Tervier. 7 for Cooper Althoff. 6 for Hunter Schlottman. 4 points apiece for Alex Waltner and Spencer Grage. 3 for Chase Grody and a free throw for Zach Skolton. For the Huron Tigers, now 1-1 on the season. 12 points for Clay Corco, 11 for Landon Clays. Landon only missed, I guess he missed 2 shots from the field and was 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Cole Corco, 4 apiece for Kobe Bush and Ty Evers, 2 for Parker DeGene and a free throw for Sam Kretschmar. Shooting in the game, I had Huron go 13-of-46 for 28%. Brandon Valley, 19-of-43 for 44%. Difference was free throws, especially in the fourth quarter. Both teams had a similar percentage. Huron going 12 of 18 from the line. Brandon Valley 13 of 19. But in the fourth quarter, Brandon Valley was 9 of 10 on the free throws. Huron was 2 of 6 and missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s. And again, those 1-and-1s came when it would have made a difference, as Huron got it down to 6 at one point, but couldn't hit a shot when they needed to and could not knock down those free throws when they needed to, trying to come back after trailing for most of the ball game. And Brandon Valley comes out with the win here tonight, 55-42. I see Brandon Valley's kids have come out on the floor. I haven't seen the Huron kids come out of the locker room as of yet. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I have plenty of results to pass along here this evening. Start off with wrestling. Rapid City Invitational wrapped up this afternoon for the Huron Tigers. They finished 8th in the team race, which is good considering there's 30-some teams at that tournament. Huron with 125 team points. Pierre won the team title, 235.5. Huron got 2 to the finals. They both lost, but got runner-up in a very tough tournament, in many ways tougher than the state tournament to come up in February. Chip Schillingstad was runner-up at 132, lost 5-0 in the championship to Mike Michael Lusk of Pier. 152 pounds, Trent Frankham. Lost by fall to Nick Donnelly of Phillip. Other place winners for Huron, Nick Christensen at 170. Rick Struble at 182. Devin Ballster at heavyweight all finished 6th. Marshall Simons was 7th at 220. Travis Kleinsaucer was 8th at 160. So that's our wrestling results from today. In gymnastics, Huron Tigers are at the Aberdeen Invitational, a big meet up there as well. Huron a little shorthanded, missing a couple of girls due to ACT testing, but freshman Erica Zell had a great day. She was tied for 3rd on the beam, 5th on the floor, tied for 19th in the vault and the bars, but was 5th in the all-around in a tournament that had a lot of great competition. Moving to basketball scores tonight over on KOKK at a doubleheader in Miller. Miller Rustlers, Shine Eagle Butte, and Miller swept the doubleheader. Both games had similar scores, both Miller winning by 13 in both. Miller 47, Shine Eagle Butte 34 in the girls' game. Miller 57, Shine Eagle Butte 44 in the boys' game. So the boys just scored 10 points more than the girls did. Miller, I believe Matt said, a 17-2 run to end the game as they got the win in that boys' game tonight. James Valley Christian sweeps a doubleheader up in Aberdeen against Aberdeen Christian. In the girls' game, James Valley wins 40-36. In the boys, Vikings win 53-52 over Aberdeen Christian. So that's some of the scores we have. See if I can dig up anything else here. A girls' score, St. Thomas More in Class A defeated AA Sioux Falls Washington 49-38. They had a boys' game, but I've never seen a score update from that. In the third quarter, Sioux Falls Roosevelt is leading Sioux Falls Lincoln, I believe, 39-34. It says 39-34, but doesn't actually tell me who's leading. Might be Lincoln actually leading. I hate that when you put on Twitter, you say the score, but you don't say who's leading or who you're playing. Halftime in college basketball, South Dakota State leading Idaho, 39-35, and Dakota Wesleyan men, they picked up a win 89-87 over Hastings. Hastings women knocked off top-ranked Dakota Wesleyan in the women's game down in Nebraska. See if we got anything else of note here. We're still waiting for Coach Tim Budenhagen to come up and visit. And like I said, I haven't seen the Tiger boys come out of the locker room either. We'll take a Big D's timeout of 2 minutes here as we continue. Gary's L Auto Glass post game. Brandon Valley with a sweep. Girls and boys games tonight here at the arena. Big D's timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Megan Hartman with Huron Eye Clinic. Glaucoma is a disease that causes progressive damage to the eye's optic nerve. It is the second leading cause of blindness in the U.S. Since there are no symptoms in the early stages, the disease often goes undetected. The best way to prevent vision loss from glaucoma is through a comprehensive eye exam. Glaucoma can often be treated through medication or surgery, but early detection is key. Schedule an eye exam today by calling Huron Eye Clinic at 352-4181.
Stop in for a free insurance review at Pearson Anderson Insurance, handling insurance needs for auto, home, farm, business, and life. It only makes good sense for you to call Farmers Union Insurance Agent Pearson Anderson in Huron. Pearson Anderson offers the benefit of a company doing business in rural America for over 50 years that stand by the slogan, Insuring a Brighter Tomorrow. Give them a call today.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
It's that time of year again, and Walker's Flower Shop is ready to help you decorate in style this holiday season. Walker's Flower Shop has what you need. Beautiful wreaths, decorated swags, ornaments, and spectacular poinsettias in every color. Not to mention gorgeous permanent botanical designs, as well as fresh bouquets and centerpieces from our creative designers. Walker's Flower Shop, your uptown florist, downtown Huron, under the lavender awning.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame continues as Huron Tiger coach Tim Budnagan joins us here. Huron falls here tonight, 57-45. Great defensive effort in the second half, but just could not get shots to drop when needed, and Brandon Valley able to hang on for the win. And coach, that second quarter kind of dug us a hole, and to the boys' credit, they came out pretty strong defensively, but just that a shot wouldn't roll in. Sometimes you need to make your own break. Sometimes you need to get a break goal for you, and we didn't get either.
Well, we can't give up 36 points the first half. I mean, that's, we didn't show a lot of toughness the first half. I thought that they did all the little things right. We didn't communicate. We were supposed to come out in zone the very first possession. We go man-to-man. They go high-low. That's exactly what they wanted to do all night, and that set the tone because we allowed them to do exactly what they wanted to do the first possession, and that's on us. And then there was two or three possessions where we give them second and third shots, and the third shot was a three-pointer, which is exactly what you want because, you know, everybody's crashing the boards. Your shooter's out there standing there with his feet set, and now the defense collapses because they're trying to rebound. They kick it, and then we let Talcott hit two or three threes like that.
And you know the second quarter we just didn't look comfortable out there. You know, Brandon Valley defensively had something to do that, but it was just more with, you know, we just didn't feel like what kind of flow do we want to get into here.
Right, and our flow had to be, you know, get it, pitch it, and let's go. And then we got to attack the opposite end of the basket. We settled, you know, we went 4 minutes or so in the third quarter without scoring. Because,
and they didn't score.
Right, but we settled for one dribble jump shot. Mm-hmm. One dribble jump shot. We're not that type of team. That's exactly what we want other teams to do. Force them into a tough two. That's a tough two. One dribble, try to elevate over somebody. I don't care who you are. That is a tough shot. You know, if you're LeBron James, Michael Jordan, that's a tough shot, even in the NBA. So we didn't move the basketball. We got dominated inside. Our inside guys have 8 points. They got 24. That's the story of the game, where we get dominated inside.
You know, defensively, I thought we came out with a lot of a spark there in the third and fourth quarter. That's what really kept us in it. Even got it down to 6 points at 1 point fourth quarter. I can't remember if we had the ball down six or not, but the bottom line is we had all kinds of chances. A couple of them, you can't figure out how they rolled in and rolled out, but then on the other hand, we're 2 of 6 on free throws, and that includes front end of 1 of 1, so really 2 of 8, while they went 9 of 10.
Right. You're not going to win games like that. You know, it's the same thing. You take a tough two. You don't go to the free throw line and take care of that, especially at home. You know, I can see on the road missing some free throws, but not in a Huron Arena. You should be able to go with confidence to the free throw line, knock them down. Like I said, I thought we showed, you know, some toughness on defense the second half. We didn't allow as many second chance points. We laid bodies on people, and then we were the first to the ball. But that didn't lead to any easy transition tonight like it did last night. We got to get out and run. It looked like we were a little slow, a little hesitant, and that can't be. You know, before the game we said no fear. Well, we had a little fear all of a sudden. You know, they're dominating us in the inside. They're going high, low. They're hitting threes. All of a sudden I think our kids were a little shell-shocked instead of, come on, let's go. We got to have that one guy that brings us together and says, hey, enough's enough. We got to play tonight.
Well, one guy I didn't think did show any fear and is going to be our Burger Plus Outstanding Player of the Game. I thought Landon Clays was outstanding tonight.
Yeah, Landon hustles. He does all the little things that you talk about that you need to do. And, you know, he went to the boards. He played good defense. He moved the basketball. He hit timely shots. All those things, you know, lead to Landon's going to play because he gets the offensive board. I think he led us in offensive boards with 5. You know,
and how tall is he again?
And he's about maybe 6 foot, but he jumps, he works hard, and those are the type of kids that you need on the team. Just like Sam Kretschmer. I mean, I thought Sam did a nice job the second half. He dove on the floor, he got after it. Those are the types of kids that, you know, they need to come in off the bench, and they really got to bring some energy, bring some heat, and I thought we got that tonight out of those two guys.
Well, now as we look ahead, you got 4 days to work here before the Rapid City schools come in next weekend. And, well, on the home floor, you need to defend that. That's always a tough weekend with those two schools, especially with the turnaround time there Friday night to Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. You know, Stevens beats Washington, who's the, I don't know, number one ranked team or something like that. I don't know what the rankings are, but it said number one ranked Washington or gets beat by Stevens. So, and we know they have Archambault. We know they have Martin, two really good guards. I think they had 25 and 19 of the, I think they had 40 some of the 57 points. So we know we're going to have to defend out on the perimeter. And then the next night coming in, Rapid City Central's got good guards. They got good bigs. I mean, these aren't the normal Rapid City teams. These are good teams coming in. So our guys, we got to be ready. I mean, we got to be ready to play. And I know it's the second night, and we only played six or seven kids. So be it. I mean, those kids got to get they got to get in shape, and they got to buckle down, and we got to be able to play when we're tired.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers fall here tonight by a score of 55-42. We'll take a Big D's fine timeout of 2 minutes and wrap it up here on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Protective Coating Specialist Incorporated of Huron knows that the foundation of being successful is teamwork, that working hard, keeping the lines of communication always open, and starting as a team and finishing as a team is important, whether that's working as a team in business or working as a team in sports. Protective Coating Specialist is proud to be a Huron Tiger sponsor. Call them at 461-1873. Protective Coating Specialist says, go get 'em, Tigers.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Ryan's Hangar now serves a Sunday brunch buffet, offering breakfast and lunch items and an omelet bar. Hours are 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. every Sunday. Open nightly for fine dining after 4 p.m. and every Sunday for brunch buffet 9:30 to 2. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Hi, John here at Prost, Ruddles & Huron. Well, we made it through Black Friday, so it's time to move on to the Red Tag Sales Event. One of the biggest sales of the year, and it goes through January 3rd. Fast start incentives, bonus tag cash, select model programs, lease support, Costco member discounts. If we don't have it, it doesn't exist. Yes, it sounds confusing, but let our sales consultants find the discount that is best for you. Happy holidays from everyone at Prostrollo, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac in Huron.
Remember when you were in school and your eyes were checked with the big E chart? Well, that chart is still in use even though it misses 70 to 80% of eye problems. Vision Care Associates reminds you that undetected vision problems may be the cause of reading problems. Make sure your child sees well before starting school this year. Call Dr. Kyle Porish at Vision Care Associates for an eye exam. Do all that you can to help your child. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back here wrapping things up from the Huron Arena. The Brandon Valley Lynx get the sweep of the doubleheader tonight. Again, the girls' final score, Brandon Valley 57, Huron 45. And in the boys' final, it was Brandon Valley 55 and Huron 42. Now both teams off till next Friday, as it's Rapid City Stevens and Rapid City Central, boys here at the arena and the girls on the road to the Black Hills. So next weekend, with again the home and away going, the girls will be on KOKK since they're on the road. The boys will be here on Tiger 95 at the for the two games in the arena. Don't forget Saturday or afternoon games here at the arena. Next Thursday, we'll have wrestling. Huron hosting Watertown in the ESD duel here at the arena. We'll shoot for the 7 o'clock start. Don't forget also that Huron Youth Wrestling is having registration prior to the varsity duel there, 6:40 or 5:45 till 6:45 North Lobby here at the arena next Thursday prior to the varsity duel with Watertown. So that's what we have coming up here. Closing in on Christmas, after all, 2 weeks and a day away. And we'll have Huron Tigers coming up next weekend, starting on Thursday. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of the Huron Tigers. Tonight's action has been brought to you by...
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan's Hanger Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Garizel Auto Glass, Glass and Windshield Repair and Replacement, Auto Body Clinic, Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes comes first, and Prestralo General Motors in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Farmers Cashway Do-It Center Store, Burger Plus, home of the drive-thru special, Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, Huron Community Campus, Creative Printing, downtown Huron, Huron Regional Medical Center, Huron Eye Clinic, trust your family's vision, and Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Pearson Anderson Insurance, your Farmers Union insurance agent. Big D's Timeout, located at the Plains on East Highway 14. Walker's Flower Shop, downtown Huron. Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron. Dairy Queen in Huron, home of the $5 and $6 lunch. And the Nordby Center for Recreation.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.